All right, Javon's in here with the one and only Yuck Mouth, a legend in the game. How you doing, man?
Playing, my nigga. Shit, just getting to the money. What's poppin'?
Oh, man, you know, just wanted to catch up with you and just try to chop it up a little bit about what's going on in the world of Yuck Mouth, man. But tell the DubCNN.com readers something about Yuck that they might be surprised to know, man. I know you, they know you can spit, they know you, you know, about your business, but what's something that they might not know about, man?
Shit, I could draw. Shit, I create the Loney's logo, the condom man, the whole Loney shit. I could draw. I'm a cartoonist, so.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know that. You know what I mean? That's my second talent. You know what I mean? Knowing how to draw. So
what about? So have you ever? You know, you said you have the talent to draw. So have you ever tried to get into maybe doing some type of comic book? Maybe, you know, a short series or something like that?
No, I haven't gotten to it yet. That's like my you know, my backup career and shit. When I stop this music, I'm just gonna go full into, you know, doing artwork and shit, cartoons and shit, probably comic books, newspaper, comic strips or whatever, you know what I mean? But the straight cartoons, you know what I mean? And I'll probably go back to art school too to finish up and get some other skills that I need to really, you know, perfect my craft. But other than that, shit, you know what I mean?
I got you. So you just mentioned school, and I know, because I follow you on Twitter a little bit, I know every once in a while you go and you talk to the youth, right?
Oh, yeah, I just came from Sweden and Denmark, you know what I mean, and Copenhagen overseas, talking to the kids, you know, giving them the ins and outs of the record music industry and shit. We went to these hip-hop schools, you know, they got schools out there, like hip-hop that teaches people how to produce, engineer, you know, also do graffiti, breakdance, just everything that have to do with the culture of hip-hop, not just rapping and making beats, so... They go to these schools and, you know, give the kids the influence and, you know, and the game that they need to get up, to be sharp when they come into any part of this music industry, period. So,
yeah.
I mean, we talked to a few schools out there and shit, you know what I mean? It was popping in Sweden.
Now I got to ask you, because I was in the Bay Area, like... I was in the Bay Area for quite a few years, and so when I moved out there, you guys had already kind of started up your thing in terms of with the Looney Tunes and whatnot. So think about where you came from there, and now where you are now, and you're being able to talk to people in Sweden about hip hop. Isn't it an amazing journey where hip hop is taking you?
I mean, definitely, man. You know, I'm from the projects, man. So shit, before hip hop, I ain't never been on an airplane. You know what I mean? So this shit took me around the whole world and back. You know what I mean? I probably went to Japan yet, but I went to Africa, but I've been everywhere else, you know what I mean? And it's a blessing, you know what I mean, just to get paid off a talent or a hobby that you love to do, you know what I mean? So, man, thank God, you know, I thank God for my talents every day and position he put me in, you know what I mean? I might not be super platinum right now, but I was platinum, and I done rode that train, you know what I mean? I done rode that ride, that roller coaster, you know, being platinum, being on tour with Biggie Smalls and Puffy and Mary J. Blige and Jodeci and shit like that, so I done did the big shit, you know what I mean? And I done went gold solo.
Yeah.
I mean, but, so niggas talking about one hit, one this shit, get out of here. I went gold by myself, you know what I mean? Without none, without a hit, you know what I mean? Straight up just hard grinding, raw-ass music. So at the end of the day, man, I got, you know what I mean? I'm here. I'm a veteran, you know what I mean? And I come from where a motherfucker had to rap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Back in the day, you really had to rap to get a deal. So I'm still on that, you know what I mean? And that's probably why I'm still here, you know what I mean? Because I really know how to rap. A lot of motherfuckers don't know how to rap, period. These motherfuckers are saying words and, you know, trendy shit or making a dance step to go with it or whatever.
Right.
More than that, you know what I mean? I'm a real lyrical dude, so that's why I'm still around, you know what I mean? And I just thank the Lord for that, you know, taking me around the world and back and still being able to, you know, get my life experiences, you know, as far as with the music, you know, and give seminars and talk to kids and, you know, give them the inspiration they need to, you know, do their thing and follow their dreams. So it's a blessing, definitely.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that. I mean, obviously, you're definitely a vet and had and experienced a lot of successes and whatnot. Now, being independent as you are now, what are some of, like, the challenges that you face with how people purchase music now? It's a lot more digital as opposed to the physical CDs, and just a lot of piracy going on with the internet. So how do you define success when you put out a project or all those things? How does that change your view?
Well, I've always been independent, you know what I mean? Besides when I was trying to the version, you know what I mean? We always been independent. Rap a lot was basically independent. So we used to just selling units, you know what I mean? Word of mouth and, you know what I mean? Just selling, you know, just real good independent units. We ain't doing millions of numbers. We do 100,000 or 200,000 or whatever here and there. And we got independent money. So and that might chop down a little, but we get all our money. Now, if you're an artist signed to a label and you're only getting the points, you know what I mean, and you sell 30,000 or 50,000, the label is dropping, period. You're out of here.
True.
But me being independent, that's 30,000 or 50,000, we did great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, so it's the difference between, you know, being on a major label and doing 50,000 or 30,000 and being independent and getting 30,000 or 50,000. You know what I mean? Because at no, right now, motherfuckers get no more than $5 or $4 a unit. That $8 shit is out the window. So, I know, Jay, I'm on interviews. So, anyway, that shit is out the window. So, knowing that you only making that much money right now, you know, I mean, shit, all the units count. You know, $30, $50,000 times $4 or $5 a piece, an independent nigga done came up compared to a motherfucking major artist who sell that, man, you ain't gonna make no money off that. The label ain't recoup what they put in the album, the videos, the marketing, all that shit. They gonna drop you and on to the next. So it's good to be independent right now because you can sell those low units and still survive. You know what I mean? Compared to the big labels who gotta, you know, do 360 deals and all that extra shit, you know, to make extra money because those little units can't keep them functioning or can't keep the labels afloat. Yeah, I mean, so they gotta do extra shit, but compared to the independent nigga, we ain't gotta do nothing but keep doing our hustle and doing the shit we've been doing. So, you know, I'm cool, I'm straight. You know what I mean, even though it's a lot of piracy, a lot of free music, a lot of, you know, I mean, it's just a lot of record stores closed, period, because of bootlegging. You know what I mean, and everybody on the internet and being able to download and pirate and take this and take that. So, you know, a lot of shit, and beyond that, it got to do with the fucking recession, man. People are broke. Niggas is watching how they spend their money, where they spend their money, and when they spend their money. So, man, they being hella careful. Like, cars ain't selling. All types of shit ain't selling right now. I mean, hella people are going out of business, man. I mean, big corporations, you know what I mean? So, malls and shit are closing down, you know what I mean? So, it's more than just hip-hop. Everything ain't selling. You know what I mean? But food, you know what I mean? Everybody need food, but other than that, nothing ain't selling how it used to sell.
Yeah.
Period. That's why everything is getting cheaper. People are just giving shit away damn near right now just to get it off. You know what I mean? So it ain't just hip hop. You know what I mean? It's the whole world going through it with the recession. So, you know, I just appreciate anybody to take money out of their pocket and purchase anything, whether it's iTunes or physical. You know what I mean? I appreciate them even supporting a nigga during times like this. You know what I mean? But during times like this, you need theme music. You need music to get you through. Music gets you through hard times and good times.
Right.
I mean, music is the theme song, the theme music of life. Everybody needs music, period. It makes you happy, makes you sad, whatever. It's emotional, you know what I mean? So we all need music. So I just appreciate everybody who's still buying music, straight up.
Sounds good. Now, I know you, speaking of music, your upcoming project is going to be called Free at Last, right?
Right, right.
So talk about how that, in these economic times and how people are going through things, how does that fit in? And talk about what they can expect when that album does drop and what they can expect to hear from Yuck.
Concept comes from me being, you know, basically off Rap-A-Lot Records, of course, you know, being able to be free to do my own thing.
Right.
And also being out of jail. You know, I did like 3 months in LA County for driving with no license, you know what I mean? And that shit, you know what I mean? My last album, The West Goes Down, was all written in jail. I wrote the whole album in jail.
Okay.
I mean, so this album is different, you know what I mean? I'm free at last. There's a difference from being in the studio and be able to write the beats instead of being in jail and beating on the table or beating on your chest or beatboxing and having to write.
Yeah.
Difference, you get a different emotion, you get a different type of material. So on West Coast Dime, you got a jail, you know, a straight jail record. I was in jail prison and wrote that whole album 3 months, you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, you didn't get the real full potential of Yuck. You got, you know, not even 50% because I only had, you know, didn't have the tools that I need. You know what I mean? You need music. You need to be in that studio environment. You need good weed. You need all that shit, you know what I mean, to really create good music. And I didn't have none of that. So I was just going off, you know what I mean, instincts, beatboxing, and beating on the chest, I mean, on the table. So this album, Free at Last, you're going to see the big change in music. You're going to be like, okay, this is the real 100% Yuck. You know what I mean? It's a difference. You know what I mean? I'm out of jail. I'm able to, you know, to do features. I'm able to see what's going down in hip-hop, what's going down in life. So, you know, to use my metaphors or whatever the fuck I got to do, I'm able to see what's really rocking right now compared to when I was locked up. I couldn't do that. I had to get letters or, you know, somebody tell me about something over the phone. By that time, shit is already done.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's a difference. I could wake up in the studio, record at 6 o'clock in the morning or whatever the fuck I want to do. I couldn't do that in jail. So this whole concept is just being free at last, free off Rap-A-Lot Records. When I was on Rap-A-Lot Records, you know what I mean? Shout out to Jay Prince. Much love for Jay Prince for giving me the deal. But, you know, when you sign on a major label, you can't do the shit, you know what I mean, you want to do. So I had a lot of side deals. I had a deal for the Regime on the table, a deal for the Loonies on the table, you know, a deal for the Thug Lords on the table, and so on and so on and so on. And just from me being signed to Rap-A-Lot, I wasn't able to do them deals.
Right.
I mean, so now I'm free at last. I can do the deals I want to do. I can make the money I want to make, the side money I want to make. I couldn't make side money on Rap-A-Lot, and any big artist can't make no side money. That's why niggas is throwing out free mixtapes, period, because that's all they can do. Or they, you know what I mean? They try to throw any, I got a Me and Woo Woo project or a Me and Woo Woo project. Nah, they going, man, the label going to come since cease and desist and take that project down. So at the end of the day, I'm free at last. You know what I mean? I'm independent and I can do what the fuck I want to do. Now I'm back down to the album. The album, hard as fuck. We kicking it off with the single with me and Gutter Gutter from Young Money and my nigga Titty Boy from Player Circle, man. And my nigga Goldie on the hook. It's called Smell It On Me, man. It's damn near 5 on it, 2010, man. It's going to be the ultimate fucking weed anthem.
Okay.
Talk my fucking words, man. We're about to do the video, like, either this month or next month. You know, and that's going to be the kickoff. And then the next single we got with your boy, the rock star, and my nigga J-Rock from L.A.
Yeah.
My nigga London, you know, called The Life. You know, that motherfucker's slapping, you know. And then, shit, we probably come with the third single, probably either the one with me, Messy Marv, and Young Chopper City from the band. Or, shit, you know what I mean? I got a couple other things up my sleeve. But this album, man, I got at least like 4 singles on that motherfucker. So this album is outrageous, man. I got a lot of people on it. I got the boy 211 from CTE on there. I got Rocket from CTE on there. I got, shit, I got everybody on the Town Remix. If y'all ain't heard the Town Remix, I got Richie Rich, you know, I brought him out. I got Agent Man on there. I got Peter Weed on. All the little new young niggas coming up in the Bay, I got them all on the album. Mr. Fab, everybody. Stevie Joe, all them niggas, all the young niggas coming up. Also got motherfucking people like my nigga Currency Spitter from down south. He used to be signed to Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Got him on the album. Got my nigga, who else on the album, man? Let me see. The album is just banging, man. Like I said, the motherfuckers off the hook, man. It's just outrageous. Of course, I got the Regime on there.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely the Regime on there, killing shit. I got my homegirl, Janine V. We got a single on there doing it big. I got, shit, man. That motherfucker just banging, man. I got Drew Down on that motherfucker. Free Drew Down on there. The shit just heavy, man. The album is, I got my niggas from Chicago on there, L.E.P. Bogus Boys, man. My niggas on there. I got a single out for that called 211.
Oh, yeah, I heard
on YouTube.
Yeah.
Can see that thing right now. Shit, the album is just banging, my niggas. Just basically me doing my thing. I'm going to fuck in. I mean, fuck a feature. It's all about me. Period. Free of Ass is one of my best albums, I gotta say. I took it back to the Thugged Out, you know what I mean? Godzilla era, you know what I mean? It's just really splashing on that thing. Y'all don't see the difference from Bus Goes Down and Free at Last. You're like, okay, that nigga really free at last.
Okay. I know we can expect that in the spring, right? Sometime during the spring?
Nah, summer. Top of the summer. June 1st, man. That's the release date. June 1st, man. Smoke Lab Records /RBC/E1.
Okay.
We on.
Nice. Well, that's what's up, man. So, any last words for DubCNN.com? Let the folks know, because they can definitely catch you on Twitter. You know, I know you always keep people abreast of things, and let them know how to stay in touch with Yuck Mouth so they can keep supporting you, man.
Well, shit. Basically, hit me up on Twitter, like Mr. Fab would say, at Twitter.com/@TheRealYuckMouth. T-H-A, you know, real Yuck Mouth. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of fake ass dudes out there trying to be a nigga on Twitter.
Right.
So, The Real Yuck Mouth, you know what I mean? At The Real Yuck Mouth on Twitter. And then hit me on MySpace /YuckMouth. You know what I mean? Then hit me on my website, SmokeALotRecords.com, man. And keep it up date with all the latest tours, all the latest music, all the latest mixtapes, the clothing, and the merchandise. Everything is on that website. So go check me out on SmokeALotRecords.com. And shit, you know, June 1st is the big day, man. You know what I mean? Free at last. Also, you know, look for the Thug Lords. That's me and Sebo. We working on that Thug Money. Also look for the Regime. coming out with that this year too. So, I mean, it's about to be a busy, busy fucking year for Smoke a Lot Records, man. We call it the year of the dragon, man. Straight up. So we got Drew Down album dropping, we got Chop Black album dropping, we got Ampacino album dropping, we got Freeze album dropping, we got my album dropping, we got the Thug Lords dropping, the Regime dropping, I got a Tonight Show with DJ Fresh dropping. I mean, I got the movie out, 5K1, with me and Cliff Powell, me, Clifton Powell, the boy Melvin Jackson Jr., and the boy AJ Johnson from Friday on that thing, doing it big, man. So that movie out right now, Killing the Streets. I'm just doing it, man. I'm just doing my motherfucking thing, man. You know, I'm about to put out the United Ghettos Volume 3 and the United Ghettos Overseas Edition. You know what I mean? I'm about to put out, shit, it's just busy, man. Everybody just stay in tune. Just be on my website, and y'all just know what the fuck's coming out, period, man. Your boy, Young House.
That's what's up, man. Thanks, dog.
All right, for sure, bro.